Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in this part of North County Dublin, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. It really is. You can pop in at any time. The menu is fantastic. The staff are brilliant. The bar is a great atmosphere, and in fact the whole hotel is well worth staying in if you're looking for somewhere to stay in the North County Dublin area. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, I'm Adrian Kennedy, and the man here beside me is Jeremy, with whom I have a particular loving relationship. I wouldn't say that, seriously. He stormed out of the studio recently in a hissy fit over something I've said.
Always wondered, is that word hissy or pissy fish?
No, hissy
it's
fish.
Hissy, that doesn't make sense, though. Yeah. Hissy fish.
But here's the thing. Yeah?
I went too far.
Yes. You absolutely went too far. Yeah. On a tweet that you put up yesterday, I'm trying to find it. Here we are.
Let's not go down that road.
I want to talk to you about this. I'm absolutely disgusted with you. And I've actually had enough of you fat-shaming people. It's disgusting. Okay, here's what Jeremy said on Twitter yesterday.
You don't need to go to, sorry, that's my own private Twitter. It's under
it's for the world to see. Anyone can follow you on.
But you don't have to read it.
Some women should just avoid wearing belly tops when the weather is like this. I just saw a woman with more rolls than a deli counter.
That's actually funny, I have to say. Oh, I am funny sometimes, only sometimes. Yeah.
Some women should just avoid wearing belly tops when the weather is like this. I just saw a woman with more rolls than a deli counter. Now, here's my thing. Every time you say anything about me on Twitter, oh, Kennedy's fat. Kennedy's got a belly. Kennedy's a roly-poly.
It's the only thing I have on you.
Kennedy's like a hippo.
Is that not a good thing? I never said you were like a hippo, by the way.
I'm absolutely sick of it. It's none of your bloody business if somebody has a bit of a belly or a bit of a gut.
No, you're right. That's none of my business. If you're going to bring it up, let's go down there, bro. Then that's none of my business. And I got a lot of grief on Twitter. I blocked half of these assholes anyway because they're keyboard warriors. But I screenshotted all your tweets, you haters. Jeremy, you're a pig. Go F yourself, said one person to me yesterday.
Yeah.
Jeremy, what made you so perfect? You're an ugly B-O-L-L-O-X.
Well, and you are.
Yeah. That may be the case.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you're a sexist pig. How is it sexist what I said? Actually, I know.
Because it's directed at women.
Originally, I was...
Some women should just avoid wearing belly tops when the weather is like this.
Why are you reading the tweet again?
Because it was directed at women. You weren't saying to lads, don't be wearing tight t-shirts if you've got a fat belly. Your dig is at women.
Okay, let me preface this. It is disgraceful. A woman with a big fat belly should not be covering or should not be showing off her flesh.
Why?
When the weather's nice.
Why?
Because it looks,
none of your business.
It's not aesthetically pleasing. It looks disgusting. The body should not be in that form.
So your face isn't aesthetically pleasing.
There's nothing I can do about my face.
The whole world has to see it.
Yeah, but they don't. What do you want me to walk around wearing a balaclava?
Well,
Jesus, I'm not that ugly.
The point I'm trying to make is...
Have you seen how beautiful my offspring is?
He looks like you.
Yeah. Yeah, how did that happen?
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
But no, the point I'm trying to make is it's none of your bloody business.
Yesterday the weather was nice,
yeah.
As you know. And when the nice weather comes out, the fashies come out of hibernation. And there was a lot of them walking around yesterday with belly tops and spandex trousers. And some of them were wearing spandex. Now, spandex is a very strong material, but there were some ladies that were squashed into spandex yesterday, and I don't know how the spandex wasn't ripping at the seams. All I'm saying is, I have no problem with people being overweight. Yeah, No problem with that at all. You're fair enough. You're probably going to end up with a heart condition and die at a younger age, but that's your own business.
If you're overweight, cover it up.
Yeah,
wear a big, long, flowing, fat covering dress. Or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's what maxi dresses are for, aren't they? The ones that go from like your neck to...
I found your comment when I saw that on Twitter. I went, Jesus, Dixon, seriously.
Really, it's none of your business what somebody who's got a bit of weight on chooses to wear.
Yes, well, it is actually, because it's not aesthetically pleasing.
Neither is your T-shirt today, but you're still wearing it. Let me go to Melissa. You're on Opinions Matter, Melissa. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Now, Melissa...
Are you overweight, Melissa?
I'm not, indeed I'm not. No,
okay.
I'm constantly going to the gym, and I work out a lot, do you know what I mean? And I do see obese ladies, and I think it's ridiculous, to be honest.
So you agree with me completely?
I agree completely, yeah.
Okay, so you don't think Jeremy is despicable in what he's saying?
Well...
Well, here's what he said, and I'll quote it again. Some women should just avoid wearing belly tops when the weather is like this. I just saw a woman with more rolls than a deli counter.
Now, this was a woman. I saw loads of them yesterday. This was a particular woman who was wearing a belly top, and I'd say she was about a size 16 dress size, okay? Which is she's a big girl. And she had the belly top on that was basically just coming down over her boobs. And then all you had was roll after roll after roll after roll of fat.
And it's your business how?
It's not my business. I'm making passing a comment on something I saw.
You said she had more rolls. I just saw a woman with more rolls than a deli counter.
She did.
So, so what?
She did.
Adrian, if she's size 16, she can't be roll after roll after roll.
No, you never said anything about her being a size. What size was she?
She was about a size 16.
That's not roll after roll after roll.
What?
That's not.
That's a ridiculous statement.
Why is it a ridiculous statement?
No, nobody of size 16 is roll after roll after roll.
Size 16 is actually...
It's not... It's what?
It's
what?
What? Is it not big?
It's not as big as you're making it out to be.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's not.
Sorry, Marie, maybe I'm getting things completely wrong here.
Size 16 ladies are curvy ladies.
But this one had curves like a racetrack now. I'm talking, there was a lot of curves. I don't know. I think curvature women are the right way to be. I think every woman should have curves. I don't like stick insects either, but there's a line. And I'm sorry, Agent, size 16 is big.
It's not that big.
Yeah, yes, it is.
It's actually not.
Yes, it actually
Hello?
Is. Yes, it is.
If I was to tell you who's a size 16, you'd be shocked. Okay? You would be shocked.
Kim Kardashian.
Danny, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Danny?
Well, Adrian.
Good, Danny. Nice to talk to you. Danny, basically what Jeremy is saying is, if you're an overweight woman, cover up your fat.
I agree with Jeremy there.
Hey, hang on a sec there, Danny. I just want to whisper some to Adrian.
Yeah.
What I really love, more than anything, is when you throw something out that I've said, hoping that people will come on and rip the head off me, yeah? And then everybody that's listening agrees with me. I love when that happens. And it's just happened now.
Jeremy, you're a gobshite. You know nothing about what people wear.
That person is a social misfit. They won't even go on air if you ring them back. You read out my tweet.
Yes, I did, yeah.
Trying to shame me, yeah?
I am trying to shame you, yeah.
Didn't work. Everybody agrees with me. Every single person.
Some women should just avoid wearing belly tops when the weather is like this. I just saw a woman with more rolls than a deli counter.
Yeah.
You're basically telling her to cover it up.
She was like the Michelin man.
So sorry, Danny, you actually agree with what he's saying?
Yeah, 110%.
Nobody wants to see it, do they, Dan?
No, nobody. Every time I see someone wearing them kind of things, I just get sick.
In fairness, Adrian, that's the way...
I just think you're such a judgmental knob.
And before people start accusing me of you know, introducing eating disorders into women and all that, to say somebody should not be overweight does not give them an eating disorder. Would you agree?
Say that again?
To give out about women being overweight and showing off their bellies does not give them eating disorders. That's not how eating disorders work.
Yeah, that's the truth.
No, I don't think so.
No.
So, Danny, when you see a lady on a nice day with a belly top on and a bit of flab hanging out, what do you think?
I think disgraceful. I think they're wrong.
You think they're wrong?
Yeah.
Now, would you tell a woman, would you be brave enough to go up to a woman and tell her to cover up the flab?
Yeah, I did it before.
Oh, yeah, because I'm all brave, but I wouldn't say it to a woman's face.
Not in a million years, would you?
Well, what did you say to her?
I told her, there's children around here, everyone could tell you have a big belly, and we just go home and change.
Jesus.
I'd say that went down like a lead balloon.
She almost gave me a slap in the face, lads.
Yeah, well, I don't blame her. Thanks. Thanks, Danny. Ladies and gentlemen.
Am I the only one who thinks he should just mind his own bloody business?
Katie has just told me in my ear that the switch is actually jammed with people wanting to back me up. And well, let me read out this text from Vivian. Well done, Jeremy, for having the balls to say what everybody else thinks. you're a legend.
Liz, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Liz?
Hiya.
Now, Liz,
do you agree with Jeremy or Adrian, Liz?
I agree with Jeremy to an extent. Don't get me wrong, I agree it shouldn't be on display like that. And I'm a big girl myself, and I say that all the time. There's no need to be letting your flab hang everywhere. But at the same time, it just makes you, putting her on Twitter just makes you as much of a keyboard warrior as the assholes you give out about.
No, because I'm here willing to take the abuse from PR. I mean, anybody can...
You weren't willing to take the abuse because you asked Adrian not to read out your Twitter, your tweet.
Yeah, well, I did at the start because I thought the whole of the city were going to hate me. But
yeah, so you weren't willing to face up to it. Now you are because people are agreeing with you, though.
Yeah, but everybody's agreeing with me.
You're as bad as the ones you give out about because you weren't willing to take the heat when you didn't think anyone would agree with
you. Sorry, here's the thing I have an issue with, Liz.
Don't read the tweet again.
I will in a second. My issue is, it is nobody's business if somebody... and they might look ridiculous and they might have the flab hanging out, but it's nobody's business. Mind your own business.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Like, if they have the confidence to walk around like that, fair play to them.
I've got a bit of a belly, and the next time we have a bit of sun, I'm going to let it all hang out.
But nobody wants to see that. It's vile.
Yeah, but if you haven't got the balls to say that to somebody's face...
Oh, no, I'm saying to Adrian,
why are you going on Twitter to do it, though?
Hang on, Adrian's sitting opposite him. I'm going to tell him, Adrian, that your belly is disgusting.
Yeah, but you didn't have the balls to tell that woman you wrote on Twitter about.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go up and hurt her feelings by saying it to her face.
So you'll be a keyboard warrior and you'll go on the internet and you'll do it there.
Here's the thing. Here's what I despise about that sort of comment, the sort of comment that you put up, is it is adding to the constant... never-ending bullying and intimidation and hassle that fat people get. It is.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
You're exactly a keyboard warrior the way you're calling people that give out to you about it because you weren't willing to face people's comments about it unless they agreed with you.
Well,
you didn't want them to read out the tweet because you didn't think people were going to agree with you.
Yeah, but now I do. I don't have a problem.
Yeah, so now you don't have a problem because it's all right. But you're as bad as people that you give out.
No, I've told Katie who answers our switch out there. I have told her that anybody who wants to ring in and give me abuse, put them straight through. I will take it on the chin.
Yeah, only because you've had two other callers prior to me agreeing with you.
I have no problem. Or if you're a big woman, you can take it on your six chins. I don't care. I'm just saying.
There you go. You're being such an absolute knob. I find it just disgusting slagging off overweight people like that.
I'm not slagging them off.
Oh, take it on your six chins isn't slagging somebody off.
Everybody slags off.
Every day of the week I come into this building. Oh, look at you, Kendi, your big fat belly.
Sorry, you
rolled up the stairs.
Did Stan Laurel not spend half his career slagging off Hardy because Hardy was fat?
Yeah, with his consent. I don't consent to you slagging me.
Okay, I'll never slag you again over your weight.
Brilliant. Jude, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jude?
Hello, Adrian.
How are you, Jude? How are you getting on? What do you want to say on this?
You said there it's nobody's business if someone is fat, yes?
Yes, I did.
Well, I totally agree with Jeremy, because if you're on an aeroplane and some big walking sweat land is sitting beside you, I think that does make it your business when they're invading your space with their six chins and their big bags of arses and they're on when you're on a plane. I think that is your business.
Words escape me.
A big walking sweat gland.
Words fail me.
Would that not be your business? If a big bag of arse is sat beside you on a plane and they're just invading your space.
Yes.
That is your business.
Yeah, it may be my business. But here's the thing. I just don't get why it becomes anybody's business.
It is when you're on an airplane or confined in a small space with...
No, but it's nobody. Okay, Adrian, fair enough. It's nobody's business. What way?
You
someone,
put up a tweet about this woman.
Did I name the photo? I have a photograph of the woman.
Yeah.
Did I post a photograph of her?
I'm glad you didn't.
No, I didn't. Is it nobody's business to pass comment on what's going on around the world?
Well, if it's nobody's business, why are they displaying their fatness and making everyone's business?
Lads, for God's sake, if somebody is overweight, that's none of your business.
No, it is. No, it's not my business unless I'm in a confined, a small space with it.
Well,
it's
okay,
why are they advertising the fact that they're letting all the slack hang out?
Okay, for example, I was slagging Jeremy over the hideous T-shirt he's wearing today because it is hideous.
Yeah, but he could change it. But even if he changed it, he's not fast. He could change it.
He could change it. Yeah, but the point I'm trying to make is I didn't go on Twitter and publicly humiliate him for the hideous T-shirt he's wearing today like Jeremy did about the girl in the deli counter.
But you could have done it. I'm sure Jeremy wouldn't have minded. You could have done it. But regardless of it, fat people are fat, no matter what. And they can do something about it. And if you're displaying all that slack and you're letting it all hang out, and especially if you're confined in a small space like an aeroplane or whatever, it is your business. Or if you're stuck in a lift or have to go up in a lift with a fat person.
Okay, do you agree with what Jeremy is saying, that if you're overweight and you've got a bit of fat, don't let it all hang out on a nice sunny day?
I totally agree with Jeremy. Totally.
Thanks, Jude. That's a first. And this particular woman and the photograph.
Jeremy, I always agree with you. It's not a first. I always agree with you.
I'm going to show Adrian the photograph and then I'll delete the photograph.
And it's a girl. I didn't see the photograph, but if she got any bigger, would she need planner permission? Like,
Adrian.
Adrian, have a look at this photograph.
I'm not even going to look at it.
I took it in your hometown yesterday.
No,
look.
I'm not going to look at it.
What is the woman eating?
I'm not looking at it.
What bag has she got in her hand?
I don't want to see the picture because that's just going along with this.
Okay, the woman in the picture. Picture down your hometown of Bray, Adrian, yesterday with a big bag of chips in her hand, scoffing away the chips. That's why she's
fat.
That
was me the day before.
Yeah.
Shoveling the pie hole full of food.
Yeah.
I'm just finding you really annoying today. Lorraine, you actually agree with him as well, that if you are overweight, cover it up.
To an extent, but I just am kind of listening to the conversations here and you're going off in a totally different direction to what I was ringing in about. Yes.
Let's go back to the conversation.
Can I just go back to? Yes, please.
Here's what he said on his tweet. Some women should just avoid wearing belly tops when the weather is like this. I just saw a woman with more rolls than a deli counter.
Yes, I can agree with that. And my comment on that was that, you know, the sun is out. Dress for the body you have, not for the body you wish for.
Dress for the body you have.
Yeah, like wear a double bedspread or a duvet around you.
But in saying that, people are overweight for a lot of different reasons.
Yes,
it's
I agree.
Not because they are scoffing bags.
Let's not play the medical card now on the overactive thyroid gland.
Lorraine, and I just want to say, you know,
Lorraine,
you have a very disgusting attitude.
Lorraine, are you listening to me? No.
And they give you far too much airtime to pass comments on
time.
I listen to the show quite a bit. Can I have a few things to say?
Are you listening to a word I'm saying, Lorraine, for a second?
It's an awful thing to say about people who have weight on them.
Lorraine, can I say one thing to you?
Lorraine, you actually agreed with him at the start of this.
Yes, until it went off into a totally different direction.
Well, I wasn't going.
You were talking about people who are overweight wearing belly tops, and I said, yes, I agree with that. But then I said, you have to take into consideration people's circumstances.
No, but hang on, Lorraine. This is where I draw the line, okay? Because I'm sick of the bullshit of people using medical factors as an excuse for being fat. I would imagine, I'm not a medical expert, but I would imagine it's about 15% of cases where people are fat, it's down to medical. The other is down to them shoveling food and cake into their gob 24/7. So I do know that every single person walking down the road who's fat is not doesn't have a medical an underlying medical issue. Absolute horseshit. Excuse my French. No way.
Okay, right.
No way. Right. Are you trying to tell me that every obese person in Ireland has a medical condition?
I would say yes, they would have.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, well, I have to say, Lorraine, you're wrong there. They don't all have a bloody medical condition. Now, don't be so
naive.
Well,
I'd say most of them would have.
What, it's called shoving the food into you? I don't think that's
a
medical condition.
No, it's not all about shoveling food into you.
Every single fat person has an overactive thyroid. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that. There's other problems. There's heart problems. There's a lot of other issues.
Sorry, what was the second problem you said?
Sorry?
You said heart problems. What was the second problem?
I said diabetes.
Yeah, diabetes is brought on by overweight.
Not all the time. Not all the time, it's not.
The majority of people in Ireland are fat because they eat the wrong food and they shovel cake into their mouth 24/7, Lorraine.
That is not true.
Yes, it is true. It is true.
No, it's not.
Well, it is true.
You know, like there's people out there who are shoveling cake into their faces and they're walking around in a size 12. And another thing I found offensive was the women who are size 16 are not fat.
I agree with you.
I actually agree with you. They're not fat. They're ugly women
who are sexy looking women.
Yeah, I agree. And
women prefer to be a size 16 than a size 6 or a size 8.
No, they don't. I don't believe that for 1 minute.
I think you are wrong.
No woman wants to be a size 16. I'm sorry. No woman does. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of famous, very well-known people, the Marilyn Monroe one.
Drag out the Marilyn Monroe thing. She was a size 16. We all know that. She was also a drug addict and a home wrecker. What's that got to do with it? That's what I'm just saying. Yes, she was. Shut up, will you?
We're talking about people's weight.
And she brings out the Marilyn Monroe thing. Is Marilyn Monroe really the role model that women should be basing themselves on? Seriously, come
on. She's a stunning looking woman. Elizabeth.
Hiya.
Elizabeth, why are you, you're fuming? Why?
Do you know, I think just Jeremy is a horrible person inside and outside.
First of all, you don't know me. You've never met me. You don't know anything about me.
I'm looking at you. I look at you. I see you on Facebook. You're absolutely horrible looking. And you're inside and outside. You know, if you were 20 stone or 10 stone, it doesn't make a difference.
So hang on a second. You're giving out to me for giving out about fat people, and then you turn around in the same breath and say, I'm horrible looking. Get off the line. Don't want to talk to you.
No, she's got a point.
No, you're not going to allow someone on the air to say I'm horrible looking.
I just did, because it's okay for you to say you're fat and you're disgusting.
What model agency do you work for, Elizabeth? Tell me again.
I don't, but I'm a 16.
Exactly.
I'm proud to be a 16. I'm curvy. I don't want to be a size 10 or an 8. I'm happy with me. You know what I mean? I'm happy being a size 16. You sound like a very bitter person,
to be honest with you.
Elizabeth, this conversation started from a tweet slagging off women and saying they should cover up their fat if it's a nice sunny day.
Adrian, if they're happy and it's confident, I don't have any confidence to wear belly tops, but if you have why don't you?
You're a perfect size according to you, so why don't you?
No, because I don't myself, I don't feel comfortable wearing a size 16.
Why not?
But size 8, I wouldn't wear a belly top anyway.
I know people of size 10 who wouldn't wear a belly top either.
In general, I wouldn't. But I'm just saying, like, why should he come down on fat women, like, or big women or whatever? I mean, you know, just thinking, should be really generous and kind and not make people feel bad about it.
Okay, do you believe that it is, if somebody has a bit of weight on and they're wearing a belly top, that is nobody's business?
I said fair play to him. Fair play to him, because, you know, there's a confidence to wear it. I mean,
I say, you know what, Elizabeth, I think fair play to them as well. If anybody has the confidence to wear a belly top when they have a big belly, I think fair play to them as well. Can I address a message here, Adrian?
But why are you slagging off the girl having more rolls than a deli counter?
So fat jokes are gone now.
I think they're disgusting. Yeah, I really do. It leads to the intimidation and bullying of fat people.
I think you might be a bit touchy about it. Well, listen to this. Listen to this absolute troll on Twitter. Paul Hogan is his name. And I'm going to name and shame you, Paul. Paul Hogan. He sent a picture of me, that he obviously found on the internet. And he says, absolutely disgusting. The neck of you. I would kill myself if I looked like you. Is that appropriate for him to say to me?
You're the one who started this.
Is that appropriate?
You're the one who started this.
Is that appropriate?
You started this.
Paul Hogan, you're a sick man.
We're going to take a break. We're back with more of your calls.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, we're talking about a tweet that Jeremy put up yesterday, which he got an awful lot of flack for. And I get the flack. I understand why you got a lot of flack over, because I just thought it's none of your business what people are wearing and what way they dress. Let me just read the tweet again for people.
There's no need to read it again.
There is. There kind of is. Well, I'll read it in a second because I can't get it.
Okay, anyway. a couple of things here. First of all, the amount of people that were texting in about Marilyn Monroe. I've done some research in this. Marilyn Monroe is never a size 12 or a 14 or a 16. And that is a myth. It's a myth that's been debunked many, many times over the years. She was nowhere. So when people say Marilyn Monroe was size 12 or 14 or 16, she wasn't. Look at any photograph of Marilyn Monroe. She wasn't that big. Secondly, and I want to address this, and this fella, this absolute gombean, is being blocked now. Do you know what someone just told me on Twitter to do?
No, go on.
Paul Hogan on Twitter, and I've screenshotted all your tweets, Paul Hogan. Go hang yourself, you effing crybaby. That's what he says. What's your reaction to that?
Inappropriate.
totally inappropriate.
Go hang yourself. That's what he's told
Here's
me to
the
do.
Tweet that started this conversation.
You're a sick man.
Some women should just avoid wearing belly tops when the weather is like this. I just saw a woman with more rolls than a deli counter. And I'm arguing with Jeremy that it is none of your business what anybody chooses to wear. Absolutely none of your business.
But if people didn't ring in this show about different opinions, we wouldn't have a show. So get off your moral high ground.
No, but on something like that, it's just none of your business.
I didn't say it was my business. I'm commenting on it.
You think it is?
I'm commenting on it.
Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
How are you? I'm just very annoyed at Jeremy over the comment he made with fat people. How dare he comment on fat people? Because it's not fair on them. They could have a medical condition. And it's really none of his business what they wear or what they do.
About 15% of people who are overweight, it's down to a medical condition, Catherine. This woman was eating a big bag of chips in her hand. I would imagine...
None of your business?
None of my business. I'm saying I'd imagine her addiction to fat fast food would be down to her weight as opposed to an underlying medical condition.
Like, I'd love to put on some weight. I can't put on any weight.
Do you think it's healthy to be a size 16? Do you think that's healthy size?
Well, not both size 12, 14.
Yeah.
And then if they want to stay in business, if it's weight problems or if it's to do with medical conditions, it's their business. You can't go over the internet saying, oh God, stop putting on weight.
Not everyone. Again, Catherine, what's your name?
Her name is Catherine.
With the greatest of respect, Catherine, the majority, the vast majority of fat people going around don't have medical conditions.
I have to say, Catherine, I do agree with that point. It is not all down to medical conditions, okay? So it is a bit
and
of
that's
a...
And that's actually an insult to people who have actual medical conditions.
I agree with him on that point. But Catherine, is it not a case with the greatest of respect, in society today, people should be allowed to dress whatever way they want? Isn't that the point?
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah. They can wear black plastic bags if they want to.
Yeah,
but if you're going to talk about society,
which I am, I'm saying with the greatest respect, Jeremy, I'm saying that in society,
but with the greatest of respect,
you can't indoctrinate people to wear whatever clothes you want them to wear.
Lots and lots of your texts coming in, which I read out in a second. But
unless you're going back to Hitler's time, and he's ordering people.
Don't think Hitler had a problem with fat
people. The point I'm trying to make is you can't try and set out in society to indoctrinate people into the clothes that you want to wear with the greatest respect to you.
But with the greatest respect to you and the greatest respect to you, Catherine, who's in Dublin, society judges people who are fat.
No, people like you judge.
Yeah, they might judge, but they're wrong.
Garrett has been on Twitter and he says, I knew a fat person who had a medical condition. I asked him what he was taking for his medical condition. His answer, cake. That's the point.
That's just the point he's making.
No, he's being smart. No, he's not being smart.
That's an attempt at a pathetic joke.
No, he's not.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Hey, Adrian. How are you, my friend?
Good, John. Thank you very much. What did you want to say?
I want to talk to Dixon the shithead.
Yeah. Because I think you are being a shithead on this. I really do.
Jeremy, you're an opinionated shithead. You have no respect for anything or anybody. You have no knowledge of anything or anybody. Right? I tell you one thing, if beauty was skin deep, you were born inside out, okay?
There you are.
You finished?
Oh, no.
Okay, go on, keep going.
If you had a facelift, your belly button would be in the middle of your forehead.
There you go. You see, exactly, John, you've just done exactly what I did. You insulted my personal appearance.
I'm not going onto Twitter to put it on Twitter. I'm talking to you.
He's talking to you face to face.
Hang on, any of my Twitter followers, choose to follow me. If they don't want to follow me, they don't have to follow me.
You become a keyboard warrior. You even had the cheek and audacity to take a picture of that woman. You are one sick.
That picture's been deleted. Sorry, lads.
Hang on, you have given out over the years over internet trolls, over being stalked. We had this argument only recently.
I don't know if both of you have been living under a rock for the last few years, but the internet is full of pictures of fat people being shamed. I don't think that's right. I personally don't think it's right.
But you did it.
Some women should just... Hang on, I'll read it again. Some women should just avoid wearing belly tops when the weather is like this.
Wait.
I just saw a woman with more rolls than a deli counter.
Yeah.
You may as well
Jeremy,
have put...
Who died and made you God, Jeremy?
It's my opinion. We don't live in North Korea, John. We're entitled to air opinions.
It's your opinion that you aired publicly, which was wrong. If you have an opinion,
no, hang on a second, John. Hang on a second. Adrian aired it, not me. I didn't want it aired. Adrian did.
No,
you aired it on Twitter.
No, you had my own private Twitter account.
Nothing's private about Twitter.
Hold on.
So naive.
On air, Jeremy, you said, "I've got a picture of the woman, Adrian. Do you want to see it?"
Yeah. To which that I replied, "No, I didn't want to see it. I had no need to see it." That is fat shaming. Your tweet is fat shaming.
And do you think it's right, John, that someone just told me to hang myself?
No, that's stupidity.
No, that is stupidity. That's ridiculous. I don't even agree with that.
You really should ought to think before you say
No, this is my opinion, mind you. Just because I'm just because you're offended, John, doesn't make you right.
Let me read it.
Jeremy, I'm 18 stone.
Well, that's
right?
No surprise. That's not a surprise.
What do you mean it's no surprise? What does that mean?
Because he was so defensive about my comments that it was obvious that he
Hold on. Jeremy, you've never met me. I'm 18 stone.
No, but you sound like a lovely fella.
No, don't patronise me.
I actually am patronising. No, I've spoken to John many times. I think he's a lovely fella.
You're saying it in a patronising way.
I wasn't saying it in a patronising way. Jeez.
You were. But anyway, the thing is, there's certain things you should say, Jeremy. And I really think you don't put your brain into gear properly, my friend.
We were talking about... I have to ask you this question. Okay, you didn't tweet the picture. You've now deleted the picture. Why did you even take that picture? Because you did think about tweeting it. Be honest.
Why does anybody... Okay, let me put this to you then.
Yeah, go on.
Have we not put pictures up on our show's Facebook page before about people smoking outside?
Yeah.
So there, get
that
off. No, because Adrian's making out to be the... Adrian, you're...
Don't
be making out that you're on the Morrigo. You're as much a gutter journalist as I am. So
there's a difference.
Yes, you are. Get down off your high horse. Seriously. Get down off your high horse.
Excuse me for a second.
Jeremy,
any pictures that we have publicised in the past with regard, let's say, for example, the photograph that we put up last year of a heavily pregnant woman smoking a cigarette outside the Mater Hospital.
Yeah, what gave you the right to post that photograph?
The child is being endangered by that. That's why we put that photograph up. There is a complete difference between that and, look at this bird, she's fat.
I didn't show the photograph to anybody.
You thought about it. You wouldn't have taken the photograph.
You've completely screwed up morals.
Wouldn't have taken the photograph otherwise. Steve, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Steve?
Hi, Adrian.
Here we go now. I'm going to get dogs.
Hang on there, Jeremy, before you get on your bloody high horse here. Now, what? I thought twice about ringing you boys. I've had my differences with you, Jeremy, in the past.
Yes.
You know, we know what happened a few weeks ago on this very programme. But as much as it galls me to say it, Adrian, I actually agree with him today.
Oh.
I mean, I'm actually totally in agreement with you, mate. But I think, as I said, I don't really like you as a person.
That's okay. No, a lot of people don't. Yeah.
But your opinion, I do agree with you today. There is nothing worse than seeing a big fat cow in the hot weather. These big fat cows from wherever, the inner city, wherever they're bloody from, around O'Connell Street, they're like lobsters. They've got half of them is red, half of them is white. Nobody wants to see that. Let's call a spade a spade. I mean, nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see it in the winter. So why would these fat cows think we want to see it in the summer?
Firstly, Steve, don't refer to anybody in this program as a fat cow. That's just disgusting.
Why not?
It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting.
Oh, right, then, a big fat heifer. Is that better for
you? That's disgusting as well.
Oh, come on. Don't give me all that bull. These are big fat heifers, big fat cows. I mean, let's call the spade a spade. Nobody wants to see it. Put it away, love. Put it away. Same when you go to Spain or, you know, Costa del Sol or Magaluf, all these places. These women, I've got to say, particularly Irish women, are very bad for this. They arrive, you know, and I don't know what weight they are.
You're not married to an Irish woman?
No, I'm married to... My wife is from Thailand.
Oh, your wife's from Thailand.
My previous wife, who I'm long divorced from, she was actually an Irish girl, and we actually separated for these very reasons because she was fat. She let herself go. That was the main reason. I found that I physically didn't like her anymore.
Ooh.
That was our main reason for breaking up.
You broke up with your ex-wife because you didn't find her attractive anymore?
Adrian, look, I'm not going to get into my marital situation.
I think it's kind of important, to be quite honest.
There was a number of reasons, but one of the main factors for me was it's very important for me, for my birds and my women in my life to be physically, to look after themselves physically, because I take care of myself. And this, my ex let herself go. She was a big, she became, you know, like a beach whale.
I can't even, yeah, no, I can't even stand over that.
That's
now,
a disgraceful thing to. Sorry, hang on for 1 second, Jeremy. Shut up for a second. That is absolutely disgraceful to refer to somebody that you were once married to as a beached whale. That's just.
Well, that's what she became. I mean.
Did your ex say nice things about you on the radio?
How else do you want me to word it? This is, you know me and your program. I call a spade a spade.
And so, what dress size did she go up to that you ended the marriage? What size?
Well, she was a dress size. I don't know. She was a size 18, I think. When I left her.
And did you tell her the reason you broke up the marriage because she put on weight?
This went on. That was one of the many factors, but I mean, she just let herself go. Yeah, it was talked about many times. Said, listen, go to the gym. When I married her, she was a gorgeous-looking girl, but I mean, she let herself go.
She was a size 18. I mean, that's a big size, Adrian.
That's a big girl. She was bloody huge. Yeah, I mean,
it's not bloody huge.
The size 18 is huge.
Anything beyond 18 is a larger, curvy lady.
Anything beyond a 10 or a 12 in a woman, to me, is fat. Slim women.
But anyway, to go back to the point about what started this conversation, some women should just avoid wearing belly tops when the weather is like this. I just saw a woman with more rolls than a deli counter. You agree with that?
As much as it galls me to say it, I think he's spot on. We all think it. He's just verbalised it. We all think it.
Okay, stay there for 1 second.
Well, I can't even stand over that.
No, that's disgusting.
I mean, when
but your comments are just as bad.
No. When you marry someone, I don't know if you got married in a church, Steve, or a registry office, your first wedding.
That's neither here nor there.
One of the vows you give is that you love your wife through health or whatever. I can't even remember.
I've got high standards in my life, Adrian, Jeremy. I like my women to be nice and slim to look after. What's the point of me going to the gym and looking after myself if she's not going to do the same thing for me?
And why did she put on the weight? Is there a reason?
She's let herself go. I mean, she had a kid. I mean, I know women go into these this postnatal depression. She had a bit of that going on. But, I mean, the bottom line is I can let that go for a few months and maybe even 9 months or a year. But after that, love, you know, you've got to get your act together.
Okay, Steve, I have to take a break, but stay there for 1 second. And Katie and Steve, I'll take your calls as well.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Welcome back, and we're talking about covering it up if you've got a bit of weight on a sunny day.
There's a bigger, a lot bigger issue than this.
Which is?
Because I never go into these things blind. And in the last couple of minutes, I've been doing a lot of research on obesity levels in Ireland, yeah? And did you know that Ireland's obesity levels are above EU average?
Yes, I did know that.
We have more obese people than most countries in Europe.
Yeah.
It says here, 26.5% of Irish girls, okay? 26.5% of Irish girls are classed as overweight or obese. Mm-hmm. That's a serious problem.
It is a problem. Nobody denies that. But is fat shaming the way to deal with it? I don't think so.
So to all the people who want to put in complaints and all that, go ahead. All I am doing is promoting healthy lifestyle and healthy eating.
Fat shaming.
16%
by fat shaming.
16%
by bullying.
16%.
That's what it is.
16% of Irish boys under the age of 20 are obese. Is that not a problem?
It's bullying.
It's a huge problem. I'm not bullying anybody.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
It's called fat shaming. Fat shaming is bullying. Steve, do you think it's okay to publicly humiliate somebody because they're fat?
I don't. I'm not. Who's humiliating? Who's getting humiliated here, Adrian?
You just humiliated your missus, if I even knew her name, or your ex-missus, for letting herself go and being fat.
I'm talking about, no names are being mentioned here. I mean, as I say, I don't call that humiliation. I think I'm just being truthful here. I'm a very truthful person. Sometimes the truth hurts, Adrian.
Steve, I have to say, and I can't believe I'm agreeing with you, while I don't agree with the way you did it with your wife, if Adrian, he didn't find his wife attractive anymore, why would you say with someone you don't find, you obviously didn't
that's,
find
that's
her.
That's right.
You didn't, when you looked at her when she was a size 18, you weren't attracted to her anymore.
Look, once you had my first boy, all right, my eldest boy was born during that marriage. After the birth, you know, I understand women go through a hard time. I gave a bit of leeway for nearly a year, And after that, then it's time to get back in the gym, love. Get back in, get back with the program.
So, I have to be honest, I just find that vile.
Yeah, but hang on, Adrian. You of all people should understand this as someone who's separated as well. Should you stay with someone that you don't want to be with anymore?
No, but there to dump somebody because she couldn't lose her baby weight is vile.
No, it's not. Listen, it's not a case of that. I mean, surely a year is enough time for a woman to get over all this postnatal stuff. I gave her a year.
Anyway, the point that I'm trying to make, yes, okay, Jeremy, 26.5% or whatever, maybe overweight or obese, it doesn't give people the right to fat shame them, and that's what we're talking about here. That's what this discussion is. Now, Steve, you're on Opinions Matter. What did you want to say, Steve?
I have 2 points on this. That girl we're talking about something else where pictures are shared, right? If he went and shared that and something, that girl, she felt so sad and something happened to him, how would he feel like over that?
Okay, that was never a question, that's because I was never going to publicly share that photograph.
Why'd you even take it then?
Yeah, but that's...
Why did you even take it?
I was never going to share that photograph.
Jeremy, why did you take the picture in the first place?
I have no idea, but I didn't share it. It's deleted.
I have no idea because you thought what you saw was hideous.
But Steve, don't tell me at some stage, you have a Facebook page, do you?
I do, yeah.
Don't tell me at some stage you haven't clicked like on a meme or something or any photograph that's poking fun at somebody, because you have. Let's be honest, you have.
Not over like something like...
Okay, look at all the slagging that... what's his name that used to play for Liverpool that bites people? What's his name?
Oh, Suarez.
Remember all the memes going around? Everybody thought it was hilarious slagging Suarez off over his teeth.
Yeah.
If I went and done something, if I went and robbed someone and someone picture up me and said, look, he's after doing this, that's a different story. That's an actual crime. What you done was you took a picture of a girl who was walking down the street minding her own bloody business.
That's not a crime. It's not illegal to take a photograph of someone in public. So.
But his point is, and I agree with
him. The issue here, lads.
The issue is, Steve,
you probably slagged Luis Suarez off over his teeth at some stage.
Yeah, because he goes around biting people.
It's the exact same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It is the same
thing. It's not, because the guy...
And you know what? I have another point as well for Steve. Now, I can't actually hear him properly, right? But he had bought his son an Audi A3 for 30 grand. Now, if that man does that for the rest of his life, Max kid. He just says, Grand, my daddy's going to pay for everything. For all he knows, that child will become lazy, sit in and do whatever he wants. What would he do to gain some weight?
Yeah, there you go, Steve. Your son that you spoke to us about, who you bought a 30 grand car for, becomes a lazy slob and puts on weight and becomes fat.
Well, Adrian, like his father, my boy is very health conscious. My boy goes to the gym all the time. It's not going to happen, mate.
Nothing to do with it. I'm not talking about that. Just as the lads were even saying, a medical issue. If a medical issue came above...
A different matter. I'll deal with that if and when it happens. You understand, mate? I can't talk about a hypothetical situation.
Exactly, yeah. You can't talk about that because it hasn't happened. But what about people who it's actually happening for?
But there is no way my boy would let himself get out of shape, because you see me, he's very health conscious, he plays sports, he's a sporty kind of boy.
So he's skinny. Is he anorexic, is he?
No, they're healthy boys. They're healthy boys because they play sports and they're health conscious, because I drummed it into them from a very young age.
As you say, healthy boys, right? So you're telling me someone with a bit of weight isn't healthy, so they might have some health problems. What gives you the actual right to turn around and put them down, call them a
I met somebody at a function recently, okay, who told me, because of a conversation we had had on our old show about this similar sort of topic, she was so embarrassed by being fat that as a result of fat shaming, if you want to call it that, she actually said about losing weight, and there wasn't a pick on her when I met her a couple of weeks ago. The point being that maybe sometimes, and I'm only playing devil's advocate here, maybe sometimes you kind of need to be cruel to be kind, basically.
Cruel to be kind, but not calling someone a fat cow or someone taking a picture. It's all right if he put it up without knowing. If anyone didn't know that he had a
that's not an issue, because I was never going to do that.
You did take the photograph.
Yeah, but can I ask you one question?
What was
the actual point of you taking that picture? What possessed your brain to take a picture of it? Not to put up something on Twitter straight away seeing her, but to take an actual picture. You took time.
Steve, hang on. Let me go through your phone and see what photographs are on your phone.
Through my phone if you like, Jeremy. I couldn't care. I'd say you'd love that. Come here, can I ask you another question, Jeremy?
Yeah, go on.
When people started putting you down the other day, because now I was standing up for you yesterday, right? When someone turned around and was talking about someone who was tweeting you and giving you abuse, you stormed out of the radio, right?
Yeah, you did.
And you sat in the phone, and you didn't talk again. I don't think you did.
No, that's,
I tried ringing because
Adrian Adrian said that adult bullying is not a serious problem. That's what he said.
That's the difference now.
Doing exactly what you accuse me of.
Well, yeah, well, there you go, Adrian. You don't think it's a big issue. So what are you going on about?
Fat bullying is what you're doing.
Fat bullying. I'm not bullying anybody. Have I insulted one person who's been on the line yet?
No, because they're not standing in front of you. You took a photograph in Bray yesterday of a fat girl because her fat was hanging out. None of your business. I'm disgusted with you. Katie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Katie?
Hi. I just think that he's saying what everyone else is thinking, to be honest.
Thanks, Katie.
You know, like, be realistic here. It's all right for people. Everybody's giving out about people saying things about fat people. Well, I tell you what, I'm size 8, but as people class me, I'm skinny. And people have no problem saying to me in public in front of everybody, do you not eat? Do you not do this? Do you not do that? So why is that any different? Like, people are just saying what they think. I'm telling you now, if I had seen that, I would have took a photo of her as well. Because, like, she knows what size she is. Why would she want to, like, flamboyant herself around like
okay,
that?
Okay, so, Jeremy, why? I mean, the argument is, why would she want to flamboyant herself around like that? I mean, really, why would
she? Everybody's entitled to their own opinion as well. Even if he didn't post the picture, he took it. His opinion.
Here, you've heard the expression, if you have it, flaunt it, yes? So if somebody wants
if
to go around... Hang on. If somebody has it and they want to, flamboyant it around the place, that's their business. That's
but
none of
really
your business.
Clearly, I've got it. She's more aroused than the bloody sentry.
Do you show off your stomach, your midriff?
No, I wouldn't.
You clearly don't have it to flamboyant it around. You just don't.
No,
you
but
haven't
Adrian,
got
it's
it.
A certain type of.
Clearly,
no.
I tell you what, I'll send you a picture in of me and you can make the decision yourself.
Okay, I'll be the judge of whether you can flamboyant it around.
Kennedy trying to get her Facebook digits.
One last call. Wayne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Yes, Adrian.
Wayne, do you think it's okay for a woman to flamboyant it around if that's
flaunt
what you...
Flaunt is the word, Adrian.
Pardon me? No, Casey said flamboyant it around. Is it okay for a woman to flamboyant it around?
It is, but I want to make an appointment with Jeremy there. He took the picture of that poor girl, right?
Yeah.
Now, if he has a good looker himself, he's just a dying looking fucker to watch that little girl.
Well,
he'd want to put on a bit of weight. Did you ever see him in the headlights?
Sure, I look at him every day.
I'm actually the perfect way.
He's a dying looking fucker.
Mind the language, Wayne. But yeah, you look about 20 years older than me, I have to tell you.
He's putting the women down out there, the big women, that she feels comfortable wearing a fucking top like that.
Language. Look, I have to wrap this up.
That's great. The one person wants to attack me is a scaldy called Wayne.
I have to wrap it up. Thanks very much indeed for your calls. That just about brings this latest edition of Opinions Matter to a close. If you enjoyed this podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and share it onto your own social media platforms. Opinions Matter, as you probably know by now, is a daily podcast produced by myself and Jeremy. It's available wherever you get your podcasts, and we publish a new episode most weekday afternoons. And if there's anything you'd like us to debate on the podcast, all you have to do is send us an email to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. That's allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com, or send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Thanks very much indeed for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.